This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello and welcome. My name is Tanine Bradford, and on behalf of the Cops Office, I'd like to introduce you to Chief Steve Conrad from the Louisville Metro Police Department. Chief Conrad is here to discuss use of force issues. Chief, can you share your department's concerns around use of force issues?
You know, Tanine, use of force is a big deal. You know, we ask our police officers to do a tough job, and they also know that many of their decisions and all of their decisions in use of force situations are going to be looked at and evaluated and in some cases second-guessed. From our point of view, it's critically important that we get it right, and the truth is we don't always. We have policies in place, we have training that is based on those policies, and we want to make sure that our officers do what they need to do, whether it's using some sort of a control hold or a takedown in a situation that requires physical force or even in an officer-involved shooting situation where we have to use deadly force.
What concerns do your community members have around this issue?
I think, to begin with, the community probably has the same concern that our officers do. Everybody wants us to get it right. You know, it is important to our community, and I think it would be the same for any community across the country, to first off be treated respectfully by the police. Our success in the community is 100% contingent on developing and maintaining trust, and without being able to do that, we're not going to be effective. So I think the community wants to know us. They want to make sure that we're out there doing the right thing, and they want to make sure that we're doing what needs to be done to make their neighborhood safe. They deserve that.
What have you done within your jurisdiction to address the issue within your department and with the community?
You know, that's a pretty broad question. You know, internally, when we do have a serious use of force situation, you know, we have a public integrity unit that we created that will do the criminal investigation that's separate and apart from our homicide unit. We want to make sure that we have investigators who are trained specifically to do officer-involved shooting cases. That criminal review, once it is complete, is shared with our Commonwealth attorney, who is the state's attorney in Kentucky. And from that review, we will either get a presentation of that case to a grand jury if criminal charges are appropriate, or we'll get an indication back from the Commonwealth attorney that there will be no charges placed in that particular situation. Once that first part of the process is completed, we then transition to our internal review, which is done by our professional standards unit. And we're looking for opportunities to first and foremost see if our officers followed our policies, followed our training, but we're also looking for opportunities to improve and to try to avoid those situations in the future. Now, in terms of working with the community, I think there are probably opportunities for us to improve. We have a citizens, it's not really a review process, but we have a citizens commission on police accountability. Our professional standards unit commander will do a presentation of all serious use of force incidents to that Citizens Commission, and they will evaluate it based on our policies, their understanding of our policies, and their position as representatives of our community to make a determination about whether or not they believe that force was in fact justified. Another thing that we've done that I think is a bit unique is we had a really tragic shooting last May. A year ago May, where four men ended up being shot after a shootout. Another shooting developed shortly after that. An officer intervened and ended up having to shoot a woman in that situation. It was awful. At the end of the day, we had three people dead and three people wounded in an officer-involved shooting. And one of the outcomes of that was a need to train members of our community to help us respond to those crises, those emergencies, to provide, after some training, that psychological first aid that people need to help them vent some of their feelings and some of their frustration. Because in the shooting we had a year ago, May, there was a shooting after the first initial shooting that was really born out of people not knowing what to do with their emotions. And we're really hopeful. We had an officer-involved shooting this past weekend. And we are calling that team into action to help with some of the victims of a robbery that was broken up, the neighborhood that was affected where the shooting was concerned, and also to reach out to the suspect's family. He died as a result of the shooting, and although, you know, their perspective is very different, they have a very real sense of loss as well. And it's important, I think, for us to use this new tool to try to reach out to all of those people involved.
Do you think you'll be able to use the COPS report called Collaborative Reform Process, a review of officer-involved shootings in the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, to help your own agency?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I had an opportunity to get a copy of the report late last year, and we've already, as a command staff, reviewed the report in its entirety. We have developed a list of action steps. We are basing our in-service training, which is a 40-hour block of training that all of our sworn personnel go through every year. In the coming year, we're going to focus in on a number of the techniques and things that we saw in the Las Vegas report, specifically focusing on the whole issue of being able to de-escalate a situation to avoid it getting to the point where you have to use deadly force. And we're going to also try to build in more of the reality-based training. It is a bit more labor-intensive from the training staff's point of view, but I think it will truly, truly pay dividends. Another great takeaway that we saw early on, the Las Vegas report talked about the fact that many officer shootings end up growing out of officer-initiated stops. And we wanted to make sure that our officers were using good, sound, constitutionally approved techniques as they are going about doing Terry stops and Terry searches. And those are the kinds of things that I think, at least in our department and based on what I read in Las Vegas, have led to at least uses of force and in some cases deadly uses of force. So, you know, already I think the report is paying dividends in Louisville, and it's something that we are going to continue to work with and to continue to try to implement those action steps.
Well, Chief Conrad, thank you so much for your time and expertise.
Thank you very much.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice COPS Office. The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.